This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Four times a year, pretty much like clockwork, the business and economic world is captivated by what has come to be called earnings season, when publicly traded companies have to tell investors and the public how they are doing financially. It's been that way since 1970, but there's been some thinking lately that maybe quarterly deadlines like that every 90 days keep companies too focused on a very short time frame. It's an idea that's gotten some traction in the presidential primaries and also at the Securities and Exchange Commission. The agency has been doing some thinking about whether investors and companies and markets actually do benefit from quarterly reporting. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is on that one.
Putting together all this financial data every few months, it's kind of a pain. Costly, too. So should companies do it less often? Well, no, says Ed DeHaan at Stanford Graduate School of Business.
Investors having more information seems to be sort of clearly better than having less information.
Perhaps the biggest complaint about quarterly filing is that it pushes managers into short-term thinking. But DeHaan isn't sure how adding a few more months between reports helps solve that. He has a different idea.
Compensate that manager based on performance of that company over a long horizon. What's going to be best for the shareholders in the long term?
And while we're changing managers' mentality, we'll need to tackle investors too, says Amy Hutton at Boston College. She says companies give guidance, analysts issue expectations based on that guidance, and then companies try really hard to meet or exceed those expectations when they release their earnings. If they miss, investors can send a stock tumbling.
Part of the problem is that as managers got involved in the earnings guidance game, they gave investors this false impression that earnings are predictable, that they actually follow a nice upward time trend when they don't.
So quit the guidance games, agrees Robert Eccles at Harvard Business School. He also thinks companies should give more information, something called integrated reporting.
It's how a company communicates about how it's creating strategy over the short, medium, and long term. So instead of just talking about here's how this quarter was, here's how it compared to last quarter, you're taking a more holistic view of a company's performance.
You change the conversation. Because he says changing the schedule probably isn't realistic anyway. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.